When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Blooming English, the podcast that helps you master the subtle ways we use language. Today, we're diving into something we all do but don't often think about, hedging. Hedging is when we soften what we say, making our statements sound less direct or certain. You've probably used hedging a lot, especially when you want to be polite or avoid sounding too forceful. For example, instead of saying, "This is true," you might say, "This seems true," or "I think this is true." By adding those small words, you give yourself some flexibility. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not, but you're leaving room for doubt. In this episode, we'll explore how and why we hedge, look at some common hedging phrases, and talk about when hedging works well and when it might be better to avoid it. By the end, you'll have a clearer sense of how to use hedging in your everyday conversations to sound more polite, flexible, or even cautious. Let's get started. So, what exactly is hedging? In simple terms, hedging is when we use words or phrases to make our statements less direct or less certain. It's a way of softening what we say, leaving room for doubt or showing that we might not be completely sure. For example, instead of saying, "This is the best solution," you might hedge by saying, "This might be the best solution." See how that little phrase, "might be," changes the tone? It makes your statement feel less strong and more open to other possibilities. Hedging is something we use all the time in conversation, especially when we don't want to come across as too forceful or when we're unsure about something. Here are a few common hedging phrases you've probably heard. "I think," "it seems like," "maybe," "sort of." By using these phrases, we make our statements sound less absolute. It's useful when we want to avoid confrontation, express uncertainty, or simply keep things polite. Now that we know what hedging is, let's look at some of the most common phrases we use to hedge in everyday conversation. 1. Modal verbs. One of the easiest ways to hedge is by using modal verbs like might. Example: "It might be a good idea to try this." Could. Example: "This could work in our favor." May. Example: "We may need more time." These little words help make our statements sound less definite, giving us some flexibility if we're unsure or don't want to sound too certain. 2. Qualifying phrases. Another way we hedge is by using qualifiers like "a bit," "kind of," or "sort of." Example: "I'm feeling a bit tired," or "it's sort of complicated." These phrases soften the statement, making it sound less harsh or direct. Instead of saying "I'm tired," which is a strong statement, you're making it sound less intense by saying "a bit tired." 3. Expressing uncertainty. Hedging is often about expressing uncertainty or showing that we're not 100% sure. Phrases like "I guess," "as far as I know," "to some extent," help us signal that we're not completely confident. For example, "It's true, as far as I know," or "That's correct, I guess." These small phrases make a big difference in softening what we say, helping us sound more polite, careful, or even unsure. So, why do we hedge? What's the point of making our statements less direct? There are a few important reasons why hedging is so common in everyday language. 1. Politeness and avoiding conflict. One of the main reasons we hedge is to be polite and avoid sounding too harsh or confrontational. If you're in a conversation where you don't want to offend someone or come across as too direct, hedging softens your message. For example, instead of saying, this is wrong, which sounds blunt and critical, you could say, I'm not sure if this is correct. This makes the feedback more polite and easier to accept, even though the message is the same. 2. Expressing uncertainty. Hedging also helps when we're not entirely sure about something. It gives us a way to share our opinion or information without making it sound like we're 100% certain. For instance, instead of saying, the meeting is tomorrow, you might hedge and say, I thought the meeting was at 3 p.m. This way, you're leaving room for doubt, which is helpful when you're not completely confident about the details. 3. Reducing assertiveness. Sometimes we hedge to reduce assertiveness, especially in professional or formal settings. It helps you come across as more flexible and open to other ideas rather than sounding too forceful. For example, instead of saying, we should do this, you might say, we could try this approach, but there might be other options. This way, you're offering a suggestion without insisting on it. Hedging is useful when you want to soften your tone, express uncertainty, or be polite, especially in conversations where being too direct could cause discomfort or conflict.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now that we've looked at how and why we hedge, let's talk about when hedging is most useful and when it might be better to avoid it. 1. Everyday conversations. Hedging is especially helpful in casual conversations where you don't want to come across as too strong or assertive. It gives you a way to express your opinion without sounding overly confident or direct. For example, instead of saying, "That restaurant was amazing," you could hedge a bit and say, that restaurant was pretty good, I guess. By adding a hedging phrase like, I guess, you're keeping the statement light and less forceful, which works well in relaxed settings. 2. Professional settings. In the workplace, hedging can be useful when you're making suggestions or giving feedback. It helps soften your message and shows that you're open to other opinions or ideas. For example, if you're presenting an idea, instead of saying, this idea will work, you could hedge by saying, this idea might work, but we could also explore other options. This way, you're offering your idea without sounding like you're shutting down other possibilities. 3. When to avoid hedging. While hedging can be useful, it's important to know when not to hedge. In situations where you need to be clear and confident, like when giving instructions or presenting facts, too much hedging can make you sound indecisive or unsure. For example, saying, I think this report is due tomorrow might make you seem uncertain, especially if you need to be firm. In these cases, it's better to be direct. This report is due tomorrow. Hedging works best when you're expressing uncertainty or making polite suggestions, but it can weaken your message if you overuse it in situations where clarity is key. Let's look at a few more examples of hedging that you might come across or use every day. These examples will show how hedging helps soften statements and make conversations feel more polite or flexible. 1. Offering opinions. When we share our opinions, especially in group settings, we often hedge to avoid sounding too certain or assertive. For example, direct, that movie was terrible. Hedged, I kind of thought the movie was terrible. By adding kind of, you soften the opinion, making it sound less harsh and more open to interpretation. 2. Giving advice. Hedging is also useful when giving advice, especially if you don't want to come across as pushy. For example, direct, you should take this job. Hedged, you might want to consider taking this job. This way, you're giving advice but leaving room for the person to make their own decision without feeling pressured. 3. Making suggestions. When making suggestions, hedging helps you sound more open and less like you're giving orders. For example, direct, we need to finish this by today. Hedged, we could try to finish this by today. By using could try, you're making a suggestion while keeping the tone flexible so it doesn't sound like a demand. 4. Expressing uncertainty. If you're not completely sure about something, hedging helps signal that uncertainty while still offering your thoughts. For example, direct, the meeting is at 3 p.m. Hedged, I thought the meeting was at 3 p.m. Adding, I thought, shows that you're not fully certain, which can be useful when you don't want to give the wrong information. 5. Softening criticism. Hedging is often used to soften criticism, making feedback easier to hear. For example, direct, your presentation was confusing. Hedged, I'm not sure if your presentation was as clear as it could have been. By hedging with I'm not sure, you give feedback in a more tactful, less confrontational way. That brings us to the end of today's episode on hedging. We've explored how these little phrases like I think, maybe, and it seems help soften our statements, express uncertainty, and make conversations more polite and flexible. Hedging allows us to avoid being too direct, which is useful in everyday conversations, at work, and especially when we're giving advice or feedback. It helps keep things diplomatic and shows that we're open to other ideas, but we've also seen that too much hedging can sometimes make us sound unsure. As you go through your day, start noticing how often you hedge and when it's most helpful. Try practicing your use of hedging in situations where you want to be tactful or leave room for flexibility. Thanks for joining us today. If you want to keep learning, join us online for free lessons, materials, and more. Keep experimenting with new ways to express yourself, and as always, keep your English blooming.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.